שתי הנהוגס אלו אמס הם. The two הנהוגס, הנהוגס המשפט, the הנהוגה we used to, we grew up with, we know about, שכב עונש, הנהוגס המייחוד, which is a bit strange to us, we don't know what it is, but it makes sense to us, then that Hashem created a world, the world's going to go to where it's going to go to. Yet it's completely contradictory to the concept of שכב עונש. Both of these are true. אולם המיזוג ביני ימי ולהתלטות קשה ויותר, ועליה נזקק כל בן עליה בעבדויסו. The מיזוג, the blending these two הנהוגות together, leads to an enormous amount of doubt, and somebody who's being oil and ruchnias is going to run into trouble here. מצד אחד היהודי החי רק עם הנהוגת המשפט. We all live with הנהוגת המשפט. Anybody here wants to opt out of הנהוגת המשפט and live with הנהוגת היחוד, you can go do it somewhere else. Church somewhere maybe, I don't know. That's not our דרך. זה לא הדרך שלנו. הוא יודע שכל העיל המונח כביכול ביודף שלו, כמו שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא הראשון, תן די כשלא תקלקל ותחריב יסלומים. The entire bri, chay olam nota besochenu, the entire spiritual and physical, that's b'chol koisa. This is this week's parsha. This week's parsha is terrifying because none of the klalois there are oinshim. They're all just derech hateva. The midrash points out. If b'chol koisa leku da 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 da, then the world will run the way it's supposed to be. If not, then the world won't run. It's not an oinish. It's a derech hateva. If you pour lots of toxic waste into the rivers get polluted. They're not punishment. Then the world will be the way it's supposed to be, and if not, the world won't be what it's supposed to be. The Midrash says, if the Goyim understood this properly, they'd appoint two policemen on every Jew with sticks to beat him to learn. They would appoint two Goyim, two big heavy Afrikaners with big sticks to sit over you, and every time you stop learning, they'd whip you, if they understood this. Understood B'chol Koisa properly. As Tein Daitke, Shilot Tavricho, as Alomay. As Kol Atido, who Koveya B'maisa, the whole future of the world is Koveya with his deeds. B'stia Kalu, who Ma'abed, is Alomay, Zeh Pachad Otsu. Alomay can destroy the world. Tein Daitke, Shilot Kalkil Tavricho, is Alomay. I mean, it's possible. And we saw what he did. We saw what Adam Arishon did with one Hesek Adas. We're still paying the price today, 6,000 years later. Ulam yachad im zois, yesh lemazeg yes anoga yichud apueles. Ki sof sof Yisrael pi al Yisrael afol shvi shechoyte Yisraelu. A Jew, even though he sins, he's still a Jew. Im all the milers of what it means to be a Jew, im all the tavachatanu v'kol ha'omim, teret zivelanu moishem arosh ha'kilas Yaakov, all of that is shaykh to him, even though he's a choyte. אם לא יהיה לזה את הבטוחן כי יש מי שדואג לו כי לא ייפול לגמרי, הוא עלול בקלות לפול בעצוס ולעצבנות. If he didn't know that there's somebody taking care of him and that's going to ensure that he doesn't fall all the way down, no return, חס וחלילה, a person can become depressed. ובדה שלא יוכל לקיים את מצוות של אלוקיו בשמחה וטוב לבב. He certainly wouldn't be able to serve Hashem בשמחה וטוב לבב. If you're not serving Hashem b'simcha tuv leivov, could I have to check this out? Check, this could be the nekuda that's bothering you. It could be in the betochen, in this betochen of unconditional love that Hashem has for us, could be something chosam. And this is from my experience. Mitzad sheni, yudi eini yoichel lichiot rak al pi hanogas hayichud. You can't live al pi hanogas hayichud. Ulachlit, ki bain kach u bain kach, ukolosh boch ohev oti lelo gvul. Listen, Hashem loves me unconditionally, infinitely. Hashem's love for me isn't love that we understand. Hashem's love for me is infinite and unconditional. Infinite love. Anybody know what infinite love is? We don't know what finite love looks like. I don't have a clue what infinite love looks like. As Hashem loves me. Lelo gvul. Hu kol kach ohev oti ad shema shelo aseh yeh beseder. What I don't do is beseder. כשיבנה בפוסוק, שולם יהיה לי, כי בשרירוס ליבי אליך. I'm fine, because you and me, Hashem, our hearts are on the same direction. We love each other, but what's the problem? Zuhi hanhoge shi hefach kol haTorah. That's the opposite of the whole Torah. That's so totally not Torah. Mamash not Torah shkof. Hakadosh Baruch Hu metzeve v'roitze shi yudi ye achray al maiso v'yidak tekbe. Hashem wants us to take responsibility for our maisim. Shereim lo kein shuv yeschor en echshav lened kisufa. Because if not, then you're back to just earning bread of shame. You're living off charity. B'milim acheres, this is not poshut itself. B'milim acheres, niten loyme kishtei anhagus eilu mebiyes lishnei sugi yachas im aboyris barach la'ave uveyira. These two hanhagas bring us to two relationships in the way we deal with Hashem, called ave uveyira. Hanhagas amitshpat kshura yira, shirei kol ma'asecha b'seifa nichtovim. Everything's been written down. Everything. Kol ma'asecha b'seifa nichtovim. Al kol dover yaviach Elokim b'mishpat. Everything Hashem is going to bring us to mishpat. Everything. Not a molecule going to be left out. Zu yachas shel yira. Kishneima al tavo b'mishpat imanu ki lo yitzadek lefanecha kol chay. Don't bring us to mishpat, Hashem, because who will ever be found righteous? Umitzad sheni, hagana ze yichudu hanogin shel ava. Hanogas yichud is the other aspect of the relationship. Adam choshev, ani bochid. Kol ha'olam kula nivra bishvili. I'm Hashem's only child. The whole world was created for me. And when you say the whole world, you must understand what you're talking about. When you say the whole world, you know what you're talking about? Any idea what you're talking about? What the astrologers and astronomers know today, which is trillions and trillions of planets and galaxies and kilometers away from where we are, bordering on the infinite, they say it's about 10% of what they've discovered. How they know that's also, I don't know. Talk about the whole world, all for Bishvili. As a Kodesh Baruch Hevoti, Ubi Tolu Tachlis Kol HaBriah. The whole Bria is Tolu Bi, as we've been saying. As Ave v'Yira in Shtei Hagoshu Soi Teres Zu Ezu. The Muskel Rishon, Ave v'Yira, are two emotions that are also contradict each other. L'chein Yishal Yisra Shaila. Keitzad Aleinu L'chalkel L'mazeg Yishtei Hagoshu Salolu Zu Sugya Lo Kala Klal V'Nishtadu B'Sat Yishal Berbe Oto B'Hemshu. How do we mizug, how do we blend the two emotions together, the emotions of Ava the Yira? We have to understand what Ava is, we have to understand what Yira is, but how do we live with these two seemingly mutually exclusive emotions at the same time? Zesugya lok kala klal. You've got to get this into your head. This is not an easy sugya, so don't expect any quick, snappy answers. But we'll try, he says, with Siyata Nishmaya, the best of our ability to try and explain it properly.
I remember we talked about this, but I didn't get it. The world is created for me. That whole concept. How does that work? The whole world is created for you also, and for him and him. So how is the world really created for me? It's created for each of us. It wasn't created for me. So what does that mean?
The way we understood it, yeah, in this sefer, I'm going to this malach, there's different answers to that question, but the way we answer that question, yeah, is that the entire world is kedai bishvili. That means two things. Even if I was the only person left in the world, the only Jew left in the universe, then everything that's created will still continue to exist and everything would still work because it's called kedai bishvili. That's number one. Number two is if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, the entire world won't come to its fruition. The marshal we used was the Sefer Torah. If there's an ois in the Sefer Torah missing, then the whole Sefer Torah is possible. Yishvili nivra ilam means that if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, the whole world's gonna go bankrupt. That's the one side. The other side is, like I said, is that even if I was the only person alive, the world would still be kadai. It's all kadai bishvili.
In the very beginning, you answered it a little bit differently. You said a person should walk around with a jacket with two pockets. And one.
It's a gemara. It's a chazal. Yeah. It's a chazal.
Like the efer and bishvili
nivra ilam. Yeah.
It's a balance.
No, but he's trying to, he's asking a slightly different question. He's asking, how can, when I walk into the makolet in the morning, there's 100 packet of milks in the fridge, yeah? I only need one. So why is there 100? There should just be one. No, this is a serious question. This is a serious question. I'm using a very light marshal. Bingo's always used to talk about this. You walk into the Makolet, right? How many bags of malt you need? Two. Yeah? Three. You got one of these new fanny coffee machines and suddenly your malt bill went up 50%. Okay, percent. Get rid of the coffee machine, you'll save money. You went to the Makolet, there's only one. Said, you went late, that's your problem. You go on time, you go early, they'll see there's 100 packets of milk there.
Yeah, in front of me, the till, I also had one, so.
So why is there 100 bags of milk here? I only need one.
But if the guy behind you also had one,
I mean, and this touches on a much deeper subject, and you have to look at it sometime as well. Maybe the Nefesh HaChaim is the best place. We say this word all the time, it's printed on buses these days. Ein Oed Milvado. What does Ein Oed Milvado mean? You say Shema twice a day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does Echad mean? There's only one Hashem, there aren't two Hashems. The Lopshat. Echad means there is nothing in the world other than Hashem. It means there's no you and me anyway. There is no you and me. All there is me and Hashem. Yeah, you got that clear? I'm saying that theoretically it makes perfect sense. Everything in the world is Rotzon Hashem except my Bechira. That means this is my Bechira. No, your existence is my Bechira. No, so then you just Rotzon Hashem. What it really means, Bishu Liv Roina, means I'm a chray. I'm responsible to bring the world to its final fruition, because if I don't, it's not going to get there. Also needs to be brought into the subject to answer your question is Kola Matzil Nefesh Achav Yisrael Ki'ilu Matzil Oilam Mole. Each Jew is an Oilam Mole. Each Jew is a Shleimus. He contains within himself the entire. Okay, we're getting very esoteric now. You have to just. It's early in the morning after a very late night. I don't know if you have the stomach for this, but it's like boy, maybe we can go a little bit. There's a Siyati Dishmaya to learn certain things that you can't understand the rest of the year. Every yid contains within him the entire universal experience. Now, it's a massive statement, and you've got to think it through to get to what I'm trying to get to here. Not only that, but every cell in the human body. How big's a cell? Small. I've never seen one, but apparently you can get a million of them on the tip of a pinhead. That's what they say. I don't know. I've never tried this out. I don't know how we do that. Anyway, each cell in the human body contains the entire universal experience. You know that? And I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. Basic biology 101. We've spoken about this here before. It's one of the most fascinating, mind-boggling things you'll ever hear. A child is conceived from one cell, right? It starts with one cell. Yeah? Then it splits into two. What is in each of those two cells? I assume in the first cell there's everything you need to create this child. Because otherwise, all the 22 chromosomes, everything that is needed there to create the child is in the first cell. Yeah? Then it splits into two. What? It splits into two half cells. So like the top half of the body is in one cell, the bottom half of the body is in the other cell. If you look in each one of those cells, they're exactly identical. They both contain everything you need for the child. Then they split into four, exactly identical. Everything you'll need in the child is in each cell. And so it goes on and so it goes on until at some point, you're watching carefully, one cell starts becoming an ear, another a toe, another a nose, another a heart, another an elbow. Nobody knows how that happens. Nobody knows that happened. I don't know what the scientists have, but they're mummish. It's one of the biggest mysteries in human science today. Is why that happens. But each cell has the potential to create the entire human experience. That's a principle in the Bria. Everything contains everything. If you ever have aspirations of learning Kabbalah, this is like the first thing you need to know. Like if you want to learn to drive a car, you need to know where the steering wheel is. This is the most basic thing you need to know. Everything contains everything. Is that clear? It's Matthias. That's how you came into this world. Every cell, that means, if I would know how practically, I could take any cell from any part of your body and recreate you. Why would we want to inflict the world with another one of you? I don't know, but supposedly, I mean me, I don't mean you.
Can you illustrate the point better?
Cloning,
yeah. Oh, very good. For those of you that are up to date a little bit with the Chinese approach to science and morality will know that cloning is not such a far-fetched story. That's how it works. It worked on this principle. I don't want to get into cloning. I just want to get into understand the total of this. Everything contains everything. Therefore, you could take any part from anywhere in the system and recreate the entire system. It means, what does it mean? Kol ha-matzil nefesh misrael k'ilu m'kayim oylo mole. It's exactly that. You have the entire universal experience inside of you. The chaya oylam nota b'sochenu. Everything that exists in the Bria, everything that exists, will exist, did exist, and will exist, the entire universal experience is contained in every other aspect of the Bria. All that's in the basic group, yes.
So in theory,
it has to be that way. I just proved it to you.
In theory, I could fly.
That's the least of your worries.
No, but I contain everything in the Bria.
Everything in the Bria.
In theory, I can fly.
But it hasn't been activated. Why is your toe a toe and not an R? You should be grateful for that. But why is it that your toe's a toe and your R's not an R? Your toe can also be an R. Why don't I have R's in the back of my head? I do. Yeah, because they're not activated. They're sitting there dormant. If you would know how to activate it, yeah, you'd be able to fly. Mobile, yeah.
So I've dormant Hitler in me?
It's all there. Hitler's at least you're much worse than that. Paro's there. They're all there. They're all there. That needs qualification. I don't know how this works spiritually, but I guess it has to work the same as well. I'm talking the shamas. I'm just talking about physically. How it works spiritually, I guess the pattern would have to be the same, but I don't know. I haven't. What I'm saying now, I've heard from my rabbi. I'm not making up anything. Nefesh HaChaim talks about this. That's what's pshat, let us make man. Yeah, Nefesh HaChaim says that. Hashem came to the entire Bria and said, please contribute a part of yourselves, and from that I'll create man. Mesilisrom says, that's why when you're up, you lift up the whole world. When you're down, you lift up, you lower the whole world, because you are the entire world. That's why Noach, it says, the whole world become corrupted. How did the animals become corrupted? Because we become corrupted. When we become corrupted, the world becomes corrupted, because we contain that aspect in us. The entire life of the world, everything in the world is inside of me. That's another aspect of Bishvili Nivra Oilam, which is probably not that practical unless you want to become a biologist or a scientist or a Torah giant. You need to know these things. But, yeah. It's very interesting. Rabbi Tetz told me that I don't know who it was, he met one of these applied mathematician, astrophysics genius types. And he told him he'd come to the following conclusion, that since everything contains everything, and since we see that there's consciousness in the world, you see there's consciousness in one aspect of the Bria, there's a thing called consciousness, there's a thing called seichel, yeah? And since everything contains everything, it must be that everything in the Bria has some aspect of consciousness. So Rabbi Tetz said to him, it took you 40 years of being a professor to work that out. I'll take him to any cheder, most six-year-olds in cheder will be able to explain how that works to you. It has to be that way, of course. That's Eloid Milvado. There is nothing in the world other than Hashem. That rock has consciousness. Why? Well, Hashem's not part of that rock. That rock's not being motivated, generated, mobiled by Hashem. Hashem, no, there's no Hashem in the rock. This is Hashem in the rock. Otherwise, how does the rock exist? Anyway. Ain't come on, Kamalharich, but it's a mighty subject to go into. Anybody's interested, we can find time to learn it. You just have to be able to read Hebrew, that's all. Just open up a Nefesh HaChaim and start reading. It explains it beautifully, unbelievable clarity. Okay. I guess the Tanya would as well, for those who are more inclined to the more Hasidic writings, that I'm told that there's not much difference between the two Svarim, and somebody who learned the Nefesh HaChaim and then learned Tanya told me he didn't see any Kiddushim in the Tanya, that he didn't see the Nefesh HaChaim. So whatever, wherever you want to learn it, it's all there. If you remember, at some point along the way, yeah, we discussed the difference between Churban Bais Rishon and Churban Bais Sheni. Churban Bais Rishon was what? They had the relationship aspect with Hashem clear, but they were over the Zorah, Gilu, Rais, and Shvichas Domi. That Golas lasted 7 years and they came back. What was the second Golas?
Sinasinam.
They were keeping mitzvahs, they were doing everything, medakta kalocha, aval what? The relationship aspect was lacking. Sinas chinam. You can't hate a Jew if you love Hashem. It's not shaykh to hate a Jew if you love Hashem. It's not shaykh. Not shaykh. You can't hate something that the person you love loves. Love is, I love what you love and I hate what you hate. If you love something Hashem hates or you hate something Hashem loves, then there's something wrong with the love that you have for Hashem. We're not perfect. So that was the two, we spoke about it at length, the two chobonos. We're going to go back to that a little bit now. Medivrei Chazal, Oile ki choise hamizug. What I said before, this is about biology and whatever, you can just forget about it if you want, because it's just for morals. It's the most fascinating subject. I can't stop talking about it. You watch these cells, a new cell splitting, and it's whole, and another one whole. And at some point, they all decide to be something different. How does that cell know to be a toe, and how does that cell know to be an eye? I mean, I'm making it sound more less complex than it is. It's not just an eye. It's the retina.
Part of the eye.
I suppose in billions of years you can evolve anything. Okay, fine.
They call it DNA.
DNA. No, they've got words for all of this. It's called evolution. It's fine. You don't have to think about it anymore. No, but we want to think about it. It's beyond. It's half different. בדברי חזל אוידה כי חויסה המיזוג בין שתי מידס אלי הוא אשר יחריב לשבייס בתי המקדש. אז מאוד הלוך על המייסה, we need to understand this, it's ממש שייך. The two בתי מקדוש מקדושים that got destroyed, חזל tell us, was because there wasn't a proper blending and balance of these two hanhogas. בוייס רישוין, חי עם ישראל במדרגס האב, תויכי רוצוף אב, הם היו כל שקועים באבס השם, שלא ניתלו לי בהם לקטנס. They were so embroiled in אבס השם, they were so living with vacus to השם, that the details of the mitzvahs became irrelevant to them. כתוצאו מכך הם הגיעו לידי אבירס חמורס, כי גירלאי זו עבודזור ושביחס דומים. They came to the three חמורס. בסיידים שסוף סוף הקודש ברוך הוא אוהב אותם, הוא יכול להם. Hashem loves me so much, eh? Whatever, you'll forgive me. Yeah, you ever take your father's car? So plenty of times you take it and you manage to park it back and no one finds out, but now and again something happens, yeah? And then you have to explain it to him, but you know he's not going to kill you. He's your father, he loves you. You know, you might get grounded, you might get a punch, whatever. He's like, not going to... Sof, it's worth taking the car because it's geschmack. And if you get caught, so you'll get a punch, but he's not going to kill you. He's your father, he loves you. That's what happened here. So, yeah, Hashem loves us so much. You never stole your father's car? Fun fact, you wake up a guy and ask him a question like that.
Yeah. I wouldn't say steal, I'd say borrow.
I have a friend that took father's car. Him and a few buddies, they took their father's car. They went on a long journey. They ran out of money somewhere along the line. So they try to sell the spare at the Tachana Delek, they try to sell the spare wheel. So obviously they were like 15 anyway, so the guy obviously got, you know, suspicious, which was quite, in South Africa that's quite chiddush. But the guy at the gas station got suspicious, someone's trying to sell them, whatever. So they called the cops. The cops said, look, these 15-year-olds, not license, whatever. They took them to, they arrested them. They found this guy's father. This guy's father was a lawyer, very harsh of a lawyer. So the kid thought, my father, what's the problem, you know? My father will bail me out in 1 second, one phone call, and I'm out of here, whatever. So the father told the cops, listen, do me a favor, keep them there for like 3-4 days. Tell them you phoned me, you told me, and I'm whatever. When I have time, I'll come around and I'll bail them out, whatever. But just keep them there for like 3-4 days. I want them to learn a lesson. They never stole their father's car again. No, they thought dad will come straight away and bail them out. Dad said, you sit there. After 4 days, dad came and bailed them out. He didn't have to talk to them. They'd had their oine shirt. It was enough for them. What comes out of that is if you ever steal your father's car, don't try and sell the spare tire. That's the halacha lemaisel. That's
the steal the car.
I've got a few, yeah.
Steal the car and the wallet.
You know, you drive on the road, they've got these signs, no shoulders. I don't know why they've got to get personal with me. I'm like, what an answer. All right, back to serious. This is so hard, you have to do whatever. Okay. Mikdash Rishon, mitnei ma'achorov, mitnei shleisha dvorim shayu bo. Aved azorah gilurah, v'shipas domen. Chatoim gedoili v'atsumim ayusham, rishoyim ayu, elu shetoli bitchoinam v'kodesh bo'ochu. They were rishoyim, but they had betochid in Hashem. Heim bitzu averus chomuros, ach belivon pnima, heim choshu, es goyd la'ave, v'kiva la'Hashem izbarach, heim yuchay, es anhogos ha'yichud. They were living in Hogos ha'yichud. That's what they were doing. Kielet katan mufunak, Hashem marshal ha'atzmo lo'ilo, kol minay maise kundus, v'yadu ka'ovi v'ayvoto, ave bli metzorim, v'lo yase lo mu'uma, kach gam ha'im tolu es bitchoyna v'Hashem, v'sovru shelo yo'oilu le'em kolam. Like a little child, he knows, whatever, so he'll have another cookie while daddy's not watching. Dad's not going to throw him out the house or swing him from the, whatever. He's not going to hang him, whatever. He's not going to shoot him. Seder, he loves me. Called the Seder. Hem lo alu b'daitam ki titochen metzir shebeis ha-migdash chasveli chorev. They couldn't imagine the beis ha-migdash would get destroyed. Hem yekosh shikurim avis Hashem. Totally in avis Hashem. You think there's only by his rishon? You see it today. שלא היו מוכנים לשמוע את מי שיעלה על דל חוסר ואפשרות כזו. כאשר זכריה הנביא התנבא כי הם, אם לא יחוזו למותה ובייס יחורף, הם לא היו מסורים למשמוע את דברו ומחמס גוידל איש אבוסם על הקודש ברוך הוא בייס מידושת. When זכריה came around and said, God, you don't get your eggs together. We're in trouble. Bais HaMikdash can get destroyed. They couldn't hear him. לא שומעים אותו. הם הוגו אותו. They killed him. What? You're talking about my relationship with Hashem? You know, Tat Hashem and Yad, you know how much we love each other? Hashem's going to base it. It's like telling of God that your father's going to kill you. Your father's going to take you and rent an apartment for you in Gaza if you don't behave yourself. That's what he did. Hashem sent him into Golis, into Babel. Sent him to Gaza. He said, ah, do me a favor. You talk about my father. You talk about my father like that. I'll kill you. That's what happened. Lumazos b'bay sheni. Lo ayo b'em kol chet. Ame ayo ma'amidim es divreim al adin. There was no chetoyim. They were medaktakin aloka chosuzara. Medaktakin b'mitzvah zayisalem. Hira. Ach pnimis chesira b'libom. Avas Hashem abetochen v'tveikus Hashem ayuchosorim. They learned the lesson from Bais Rishon. Hey, you better start keeping the mitzvahs properly. Wow, Zachariah was right. What did they do? They became on medakta kinaloch and in yira and everything, and they lost the ava. Chazal loim in mikdash sheni shayi oiskim betoyri v'mitzvahs gemilas chosodim ibnei macharov. The oiskim betoyri v'mitzvahs gemilas chosodim, every mitzvah you could find. Gemachim and dikdu kalochas and all sorts of things. Ibnei sheni se basinus chinim. Mavia gro, the gro says like this. The Gros says this on an interesting place to find it. It's in the Gros Pirush on Chad Gadia. The Gros decided that he has to make a Pirush on Chad Gadia. Because the Ganenets explained it one day. He needs to explain it the way the Torah means to be understood. You have a look in his Agoda there. Rev there is a whole, whatever. Adam alikui besinus chinam ein ze'ele b'shel choyse b'tchoyne b'Hashem. Others? If a person has sin as chinam, it's because he's lacking in betochen by Hashem. Lord, there's someone, it's one of the pillars, it's whatever, I didn't sleep last night, so I'm babbling. But the one of the things that I, and maybe switch this off, because I'm going to start the course. In Baisheni, they were more medaktak in an August of Mishpat. And Dikdaku b'shmiris kol ha-mitzvah, Zayyubim, Teire, Mitzvah, Gemilis, Chosodim, ala shiluf shel ha-nogus ha-yichud, דהיינו האב האיסו חסור אליהם. They were lacking the אב. משום כך בסוף תקופת ימי בייס השני צוצו המזייבנים בכלל ישראל היו אלה יהודים שחיפשו תענוגים אחרים מלבד התענוג של השם. The problem started with the Mizyavnim, who started looking for pleasures and tanugim outside the tanugim that we have in Hashem. Hayu eli yudim she'avas Hashem lo mila is called Yeshusam. It started with people who avas Hashem was lacking. Okay, so now we have to see how we, now that we have something to hold on to when we talk about the longest Mishpat, longest Yochid, Hayichud, be able to start drawing the subject together and to come to practical conclusions about how to live with both these anhogas. Oh, Shabbos, Shabbos, come. Yeah.
Rabbi Chairman, what is Hanhag?
Conduct.
Conduct.
Minag. Hanhag, Minag.